We have experienced a rather dramatic weather shift over the past 24 hours. The summer-like humidity is gone, and there is a real fall feel across our area this afternoon. The air mass is dry. Temperatures are on the cooler side, running largely in the 40s and 50s this afternoon. And we've had quite a bit of wind, gusting at times up to and over 30 miles per hour. So that wind does add a bit of a bite to this cooler fall air. The temperatures tonight will drop off into the 30s and 40s. As the wind eases up, those temperatures are going to drop rather quickly, so you'll definitely want to have a heavier jacket if you're going to be out after dark. In terms of Michael, what's left of Michael, it's now just a big ocean storm. The storm is racing south of Canada this afternoon, heading out to sea. Some of the fringe rain did push through a Long Island and coastal southern New England late last night into early this morning, but now those rains are moving away as the storm quickly works its way out over the ocean. Across our area, we've had a couple of spotty showers this afternoon, mainly in the Mohawk Valley, and as we head into tonight, we'll see another disturbance approach from the west. That means that skies will once again become cloudy. Right now, it's kind of a variable cloudiness across the area. It'll turn cloudy tonight. And as that disturbance comes in, there is the chance for some light rain, mainly late at night. And it's going to be cold enough that in the higher elevations, there is going to be some light snow. So there's potential for accumulating light snow across the higher terrain of the Green Mountains, the Adirondack Mountains, and the Catskills. For most of us, though, it'll just be a chilly, light rain late tonight into tomorrow morning. So we start off the day tomorrow with clouds, light rain in most areas, some light snow in the higher elevations. Then that disturbance will push away tomorrow afternoon. That means precipitation will come to an end. We'll see some breaks of sun come out and a gusty breeze will kick up. Temperatures will be quite chilly tomorrow, largely in the neighborhood of 50 degrees. We're only in the 50s again on Sunday after a cold start, and then showers return as we kick off next work week on Monday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight becoming cloudy, a chance of late light rain with light snow in the higher elevations, lows in the 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with light rain and elevation light snow during the morning, then some afternoon breaks of sun, breezy, high 45 to 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight becoming cloudy, a chance of light rain, some light snow in the higher terrain, lows in the 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with light rain and elevation light snow during the morning, some breaks of afternoon sun, breezy, high 45 to 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, becoming cloudy, a chance of late light rain, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, cloudy with light rain during the morning, then some breaks of afternoon sun, breezy, high 50 to 55. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight becoming cloudy, a chance of late light rain, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light rain during the morning, then some afternoon breaks of sun, breezy, high 45 to 50. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny with highs in the 50s, and on Monday, mostly cloudy with showers likely and highs in the 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.